Good evening, everybody. Today is March 5th, 2012. This is Brick. Finally, I feel the song is fitting because finally we're on the air. We're live on the air. You are listening to Brick's House, our premiere, and you knew it had to be a glitch. It wouldn't be, listen, if it's not burnt, I didn't cook it. If it's not a glitch, then I'm not involved in it. So I want to thank you all for being patient. Those that hold it, you know, just give us a minute. We'll get it together. Thank you. You're tuning into Brick's House, the premiere Brick's House on the Phone Fantasy Network. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Thank you for being patient, waiting. You know, when you deal with computers nowadays have their own mind. They do what the hell they want to do, and you just have to fall in line. So I'm thankful to be here on my new home here at Phone Fantasy Radio. My name is Brick. A couple of y'all know me as Pastor Brick. I'm on the Crush's show. We all know the Crush. Y'all know her. You know her in Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone. I'm Pastor Brick. I'm the opinionated one. I'm the one with the big mouth that always got her opinion. So I guess she figured, let me get this girl her own show because my mouth is too big for her show. So she gave me my own show. Once again, happy to be here. We're not going to waste any time tonight. We're going to get started. And I have basically for support, I'm putting her in. I don't care if she want to come in or not. I'm putting LaCrush on the phone. She's my backbone. LaCrush is joining me tonight on my premiere show on Phone Fantasy Radio. Say good evening, LaCrush.
Good evening, LaCrush.
How are you?
What's going on? So we finally made it.
Finally made it.
And you know what? You're right. It was bound to happen. We should have prepared for it.
But
you know,
what can you do? Sometimes, like I say, these computers have minds of their own. If
right.
I knew it just wanted to be burped, I would have burped it. I had to refresh.
Right.
That was all
right.
There was to it. So I just should have refreshed. And I'd have been all right. But you know what? What can you do?
Okay.
I want to just crush personally and publicly for giving me the opportunity to spread my wings here at the Phone Fantasy Network, do my thing, because you know I got a big mouth, and I got a lot to say. And I woke this poor child up out of a sleep, I think, you know, to come on this radio with me. So I do appreciate
you. Know what? We were talking about it, and I did say it, and I was like, okay, well, let me get my nap in now. I rolled over. Girl, I was dreaming. I'm going to tell you this. I was dreaming I knew Master P. That's it. I'm not telling y'all nothing else. That's it. Y'all got to wait till tomorrow to hear that. That's it. I knew Master P and shit was involved. That's it. I'm not even going to tell y'all nothing else. That's it.
Okay.
This is what I was going through. So, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that.
That's all. I remember that. I remember the whole Master P thing. That's something I remember, but, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? I do not know.
All right, we're going to get into that drink. That sounds like a show topic.
Baby.
You know how we do. Hey, that sounds like a show.
Right.
A show. I dreamt of Master P and shit. Master
P and shit. That's right. Put it together. Folks, it was in the same dream. And dreamt of Master
exactly.
P and shit.
Okay, so basically I want to give you a lineup of how it's going to go with my show. I like to do it. I figure, you know what, I do my show like LaCrush style, you know, because you got a certain style, girl. And that's where she has like a party room going on where everybody is just running their mouth at one time. And I figure, you know what, that, you know, we have like a little party thing going on. So, you know, call us up. 805-830-8320 if you would like to speak. I'm going to say a lot of things today, and you're probably saying now, nah, I'm just listening on a computer. But wait till I start running my mouth and saying some things, and y'all be ready to either call up to say, damn, girl, you on point, or what the hell is wrong with you? So either way, as long as you call in, please feel free to call in. Do that number one more time, 805-830-8320. Press 1 if you want to speak. Call in. We're taking calls, comments, and today's topic crush, the first Monday of every, well, not the first Monday, the first week in every month, or Monday, is going to be our political segment. And
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be boring politics. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be CNN and shit. You know, we're not going to sit up here and be all stuffy and talk about deficits and quotes and all this other shit. It's just going to be point blank, me, you, and just some real talk conversation. Because I'm a real sister. That's my slogan. So we some real talk conversation. Some things are going to be said that may not be politically correct, but what the hell? This is my show. We can do whatever the hell I want to do. That's the good thing about having your own damn show. You do whatever the hell you want
right.
to do. Can't nobody say anything.
I know.
We're going to be talking about the Presidente, the POTUS, the President of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? You know, at first,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think his name was really Hussein. I thought that, you know, white folks were trying to be funny.
Yeah,
this one, I didn't really know that much about him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, his real name really is Hussein. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I learned something. I thought white folks were trying to be funny. I was like, they trying to be funny.
Right.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hussein, Barack Hussein. So I thought they were trying to be funny and shit. But, you know, it turns out that is his middle name. And we're going to be talking about him for the next about 90 minutes. Well, we've got a lot
mm-hmm.
of some time, but... We're going to be talking about him, also playing some good old-school R&B music. We started off the show with Finally from CeCe Peniston. I wonder, what the hell ever happened to CeCe Peniston? I mean,
I don't either, but
you
know what? I was not so... I don't know, maybe I heard another version, but I swear it ended differently than that. I don't know, it was like a remix.
You know, when back in the day, this is like back in the club days, so, you know, they had like 25 versions for every damn thing. You know, they had the extended Get Down 25-inch, you know, song that played like forever. Then they had the shortened version. This was the shortened version because, you know, that song can go on forever. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get hit you with, you know, I know I'm playing old school, but I'm going to be hitting you with the abridged versions of these old school classics.
Okay,
some of them are just
okay.
too damn long.
I
mean, this is back when the days they had to fill a whole album, so I guess the album went on for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. We ain't got that time here. So,
some
good old school. We're going to play some R&B. We may occasionally get into some old school rap, but not too much here because, you know, that's what Crush does on her Crush grooves, you know. We're going to play a mellow. The stuff your mommy and daddy rocked out to when you were sitting in the back seat with the pom-poms in your hand, the jelly jackets and the roller skates and, you know, shit like that. That's how far
mm-hmm.
we're going to think about. Good time.
Okay.
Everything
good old
is time. Back when it was a band. Remember Kool and the Gang, it was a band. The Gap Band was a band, you know. Earth, Wind & Fire was a band. Now you got one guy coming on stage making with a machine that makes like 50, 60 sounds, and that's all he needs. No, we're going to play the old school stuff here. So, moving right along, we want to get into our talk about Mr. Barack Obama. Once again, I invite you to call in 805-830-8320 if you have a comment or question, anything you want to ask, you want to shoot the breeze with me and Crush, feel free to call.
We also got the chat room open.
Oh, we got the chat room open. Yay!
I got you.
Please?
We got the chat room open. I'm in the chat room right now, folks. So if you can, if you're a guest, please feel free to make a free account and follow Phone Fantasy Radio so you can get the latest updates of when we're on air. And you could join the conversation as well through chat. And shout out right now to Philly Big Rob. Zero, Obama, 2013. All right, he already into it. Right, he said
Obama,
2013.
Okay, so he already then got the man reelected. So we're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
that as well. Talk about everything
mm-hmm.
Obama. We're going to talk about Obama from everything to his
swagger,
to his
mm-hmm.
policies, to his smoker's lips. To his,
wait,
you know, his kids, his wife, everything. Nothing's off limit.
We're going to talk all
wait,
about
wait,
Obama.
You're not going to try to throw that. You're not going to try to throw that out there and just think you're going to slide by with that. Did you just say smoker lips?
Right? So we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about his stance on gay marriage. We're going to just get into everything. So let's kick off the discussion talking about policy. Now, let me ask you, Crush, what kind of policies do you feel, you know, what are some good things that you're glad Obama did?
Good things that he did. Well, first, I'm glad he got elected.
There you go. There you go.
He
basically really shattered the myth that we cannot have a black president. And I don't care. Well, listen, don't come to me with no, he's Caribbean Asian like Tiger Woods, and he's this and he's that. Okay, I don't want to hear that crap. Yes, he comes from a white mother, but he comes from a big black daddy. And if you ever seen his daddy, his daddy's blacker than black. Okay?
Like,
you ever Google photos of his daddy? His daddy is like blacker than blacker than blacker than black. Blacker than black.
Like Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods'
dad is dark too.
Exactly.
So, you know,
but you also, Tiger Woods' daddy kind of like a tomato brown kind of. You know, he's like a
tomato brown. Good grief.
Tomato brown. Girl, that's old school.
That a tomato brown.
Tomato brown complexion.
What is tomato brown, folks? Please call in. Let us know.
What is tomato brown?
830-8320. She got me for that one. I don't know what tomato brown is.
Is that like tomato bag? Right? You know, tomato, and it's like kind of in between red and like when it's almost ripe. It's like between green and red. It's like that tomato brown. You know what I'm talking about, girl. Wait, you
know. Okay.
We're going to talk about that. Tiger Woods' daddy is kind of, but, you know, his daddy is basically black. His daddy is from the motherland, from Africa. So a lot of people argue whether he's here, from here, there, everywhere. You know, be that as it may, listen, he's black. Okay.
Right.
He's the closest
because
thing.
He's
black. I don't care what nobody.
Because if he went to a store, you know, y'all not gonna look at him as being Hawaiian or wherever he's from. Y'all gonna say he's black. Y'all gonna treat him the same way because y'all gonna think he's black. Y'all not even gonna care
exactly
about the Hawaiian part of it. Y'all shit.
You
fuck that.
The way
y'all
treat
him
them
now. The way they treat him now.
They don't even call him a black man.
So, please.
No. On the news, they refer to him as Obama. Obama spoke today. I said, wait a minute. President
Obama.
Show the man some respect.
Exactly.
They don't do that.
Exactly.
But you know what? We're talking
about
his policies now. I think one of the best things that he did was with the health care bill. Now, a lot of people argue with me and say, no, that's not a good thing. Well, a lot of Republicans would, but I'm a Democrat, so what the hell? The health care bill. This man put health care down so that everybody could be covered under. He even did the wonderful thing that he knows it's a recession. He made it so that, Crush, your mama could cover you if you were, like, in your 20s. You could still be covered under your parents. And that was really something really, really, really significant as far as I was concerned. I mean, I'm well out of my 20s, don't get me wrong, but I ain't an old bat either. But I'm well out of my 20s. It's a good thing to know that, you know, you still have some 20-year-olds who live at home, you know, who who basically, you know, can't move out because the economy is the way it is, because, you know, rent is just really ridiculous.
You know?
So, you know, you had a couple of people who really benefited from that, especially college students, that they can still be covered under insurance, under their mama and daddy's insurance. And, you know, for a little bit more, you can cover your whole family. They don't have to age out when they're, you know, 20-something or whatever, like, you know, 18 or whatever. And it's good. Me being the mother of a teenage son, good to know that, you know, my son can go to college and I can cover him under my insurance, just pay a little bit extra and cover him under my insurance. I think that's a good thing.
Right.
You know? And I mean, a lot of people argue with me, like I said, but you know what? I think it's a good thing. Another thing he also did was he made the wage, what he did for women. He made it illegal for you to offer men one wage and women another. We all get the same wage. And I think that was also something else that people kind of overlooked, because men were getting paid more than women to do the same damn
right.
job. And because we were women, we were getting underpaid. But now that's illegal, so now
qualified.
He's sizing it. Huh?
And they'd be less, and they'd be less qualified.
Less qualified. Girl, don't get me started. That's another show. But you're absolutely right, man. You know, women were doing jobs, and the same job, if even more, because, you know, our job never stops. You got to come home and run a house, too. And men were getting paid more just because they were a man. And now we all have the same, we get the same wages. I think that was a wonderful thing he did, you know. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people have problems thinking that he is, I think they even referred to him almost as the food stamp president or something like that. Which
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
I've heard that.
I'm like, what? You know, like he's just the champion for welfare. He's the champion for getting this country back on board from where Bush basically tore the whole damn thing up for 8 years. That man has run this country into a hole. And people fail to realize that when Clinton was in office, he was the first president to actually balance the budget. Okay? We had a balanced budget. Because you remember back in Clinton days, girl, everybody was buying houses, people was getting cars, everybody was living lovely. It was just like, you know, we weren't up there, but we weren't struggling either. And now it's like that man done ran the country in the ground
mm-hmm.
for 8 years. And, you know, like I told you earlier, he was like, all right, fuck y'all, I'm out. He was like, okay. You know, I'm out. I got whatever monies I got book royalties, I got, y'all can't come beat my ass, I got Secret Service for the rest of my life. You know, I ain't got to worry about y'all coming after me. You know, I basically did all this, and y'all can't even touch me. So, you know what? Whatever the state of the country is in, oh, well. And
all right. Brick, I wanted to first take a minute to shout out iCandy Radio, who is also in the chat room right now, along with Philly Big Rob, who is showing support to your debut show. Welcome, iCandy Radio. Appreciate the support. Once again, if anybody want to join the conversation, you sure can at 805-830-8320. And we have a caller.
Oh, we do. I see we do have a caller. And who would that be? I wonder. He's probably busting at the seams. He's probably sitting in his seat like, yeah, pick me. Put me on. So we're going to say a gracious hello and good evening to Mr. Black, the reporter.
The one and the only.
Good evening, Black reporter. How are you?
I am good. And congratulations.
Step inside. Come in. Make yourself at home. But don't put your feet on my coffee table. Welcome to Brick's house.
No. You know, I don't do that. I will watch.
We got
right
two rooms. Stay out of my refrigerator. Don't touch my remote control. And we're all right.
Oh,
so, I thank you for coming in. Thank you for your support. And I know you have been jumping up and down all week about this topic. We're talking about policy. For those who want to call in, please feel free, 805-830-8320. But, Black Reporter, I would like to hear your take on what policies do you think President Obama has implemented that has been a significant help to this country? What do you think?
I think the majority of his policies, even though they aren't getting much attention, you know, from the mainstream media. I mean, if you look at his major policies, they are helping out common man. I can't put my finger on one in particular right this minute, but eventually I will. I just want to say that I don't see anybody on the red side of the street that actually can give Obama, some competition. I don't see anybody that type of street.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, do you ladies?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, I want to say big shout out to Russ over in England, who's also checking out the show. He said he's loving your Meet Brick show from Russ in England, Brick. So he's checking out your show. So shout out to England right now. I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to extend it over to my show as far as playing dirty politics. I would have paid attention if they wasn't hitting below the belt. Like these politicians are way beyond playing fair. You know, they getting on these interviews. They not talking about what they could do. They talking about what they think is being done. And they bringing up these lies and they calling this our president all different types of names. Like, why are you disrespecting this man? You know, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't care what you're doing. This man is currently in office. You know, he's not one of your mates trying to get there. He there already. That's mm-hmm. That's what I'm not liking. So if they wasn't playing dirty politics, I probably would have paid attention to what they had to say. You know, but they done turned me off. I don't know about anybody else, but they turned me off. From the gate, they done turned me off. Y'all started off wrong. You supposed to sit up there and put your views out there first. Let this man even announce if he's going to if he's going to run again. He didn't even get a chance to announce if he's going to run again before y'all sit up there and try to kick this man. Like, and nobody is saying, and the thing is, but the thing that's killing me about it is that the media isn't doing or saying anything about this. Now, if this was Bush in office and somebody ran and said something bad about Bush, they were all over it. Oh, no, this man didn't. And all of a sudden, you see all this bad press about this guy. Now it's because Obama's in there, you don't hear nothing about the media. Oh, well, this one said, and they move right on to the next story. I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that at all. You got background, Brick. I mean, you got feedback.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I hear myself. Right.
Okay.
The headphones in or something like that, because I hear myself.
Right. Okay.
Right. I just wanted to say that. Okay. I'm done now.
Okay. You know, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, that it the media does, you know, they are always spin doctoring something. You know, and it's like they don't focus on, you know, it's like once there's a scandal, they take it and they just run with it. Like this whole thing with the birth certificate and this Donald damn Trump nonsense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that whole thing, I mean, no one would ever question any other president about where they were born, where their nationality, mm-hmm. where they were. You know, nobody would even come, this wouldn't even come to question. So why mm-hmm. is this man, okay, who was born up in Hawaii, okay, and they're saying that, okay, so since when is Hawaii not a part of the United States? You know? And it pisses me off.
The reason they're questioning it is because, he has an uncle and aunt in Africa.
Hello, he got a father from Africa. So, you know, it would only be fitting mm-hmm. that he would have relatives in Africa. This is what I don't seem to understand. You know, I mean, I don't understand. Okay, you have, what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, I know Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in Germany or whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, okay, if he had a kid. Okay? And mm-hmm. let's just say his kid was born in Germany or whatever. His kid would still be considered a U.S. citizen because both parents are U.S. citizens. So I don't understand why this man who was born on American soil, okay, has to sit up here and release copies of his birth certificate, a full copy, and all of this other nonsense. You know, at first I was very upset with Obama that he kowtowed and released his birth certificate. I was so upset. I was like, you know what, you don't have to put nothing, nobody. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, I got kind of upset about that. But then I said, you know what, ever since he came out with it, they done shut it down. They ain't had nothing to say. They sitting up there with egg on their face like, you know.
Well, I was just making sure. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, he shouldn't have had to do it.
It's just dirty politics.
He wanted fair and square.
Around. They're attacking this man from every angle. And part of me, I guess I'm going to say the hood part of me, want him to get on here and want him to do the state of address and just put all of them to shame. You know what I mean? A part of me want him to do that so bad. But another part of me is it's like, you know, I'm proud because we tell our kids that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never harm you. We tell our children this all the time. And for him to be in the position that he's in, for him to turn the other cheek, the way he has, you gotta be proud of that. I don't know about everybody else, but I am. I'm proud of that. I'm proud that this man is taking the bigger road. He just turned the cheek. He's going on by his business. He's handling business. He's doing, you know, he's doing what he was paid to do. He's doing what he was elected to do. You know, he actually implemented everything he said that he was going to do. He made sure that he did, and then some. And then some. So if he wanna take a vacay, if he wanna sit up there and spend time with his family and all that other stuff, by God damn it, let him do it. We see his results. Bush did it. Nobody had a problem with it. This man is in the fucking playing golf in Texas while we at war, but nobody had a problem with it. This man goes and he takes a break. But we spend time with his family. Oh, my God, President Obama's not doing his job. But the facts are there, people. The facts are there.
Yes, for the caller is very important.
Right. I just have to throw that in. You got another caller.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right. I see we have another caller on the line. I'm not sure if this caller, caller wishes to speak. Is that what that little?
Right, that's what that little, yeah, that's what that means.
Okay.
I also want to say this. Folks, y'all need to thank Brick, because we don't do politics on the Adult Zone. We don't touch it on the Adult Zone. So when you want your daily dose of politics, you gotta come to the Brick House. You gotta come to the Brick House because, you know, the Brick House, aka the White House, because we don't do politics. Like, our whole show has been on dirty politics, and I want to talk about everything underneath the sun. And then half an hour later, we'll be talking about Jell-O.
Unless I can squeeze it in somewhere.
Right, you come in left field. We talking about Jell-O, and here you come back. Well, you know Obama. What? What? Yes. And you know what?
You know, I'm not even going to start up with that, y'all.
Give it time. Listen, we just started, folks. We are just getting started. Give it time. We will have a whole mess of fun. We are just getting started. Oh, my goodness. You see, this
did
is
you
so
say we have a caller in queue? Caller in queue? Okay.
Yes, we do. A caller from 225 area code? Could that be possibly 225?
I know who that is. Me.
Hello, caller from 225. You're in Rick's house.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. You want to introduce who this
Lady
is, Black Reporter?
Lady D. You know, you can't get it out. You know, you can't keep it in.
He's jumping up and down. He's just like, Lady D.
He had to call me to get the number, so, you know, I'm just saying, it's the same old number.
What's here?
Good evening,
the whole gang
ladies.
Is here. Look, the whole gang is here.
Yeah. Now it's a party.
Got the whole gang here.
No. We had a little glitch in the beginning, but now we on point. We on point.
We on point. And, ladies, see, I'm anxious to hear.
I was wondering if it was just me that heard silence at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm. No, it was
a little glitch.
The computer needs to be burped, and now it's okay. I can see the burp.
That's BTR for you. Gotta love it.
How are you, Lady C? How are you this evening? Welcome to my house. I got two rules. Don't touch my refrigerator. Don't look at my refrigerator. And don't touch my remote control. Other than that.
Oh, okay.
And don't put your feet on the coffee
fine.
Table.
Don't put your feet on the coffee table.
I spent the day shopping. I spent money. Coughing, gross sale. Yay.
Oh, well, good. At least you're stimulating the economy. We're talking about politics today.
Oh, wow.
So,
I hear. Very interesting.
Yes. I'm anxious to hear what you think about the policies that President Obama has implemented since he's been in office. What do you feel about him? I mean, you feel, you know, he's done a lot of good?
I feel that he's doing his best to do what he set out to do. I mean, he's running up against brick walls and stuff. And
no
people who are fighting him, like, it's like pulling teeth with no Novocaine. Every step he makes, they try to knock him back too and say he's not doing it, but he's doing it. You know, and when he says, I need breath, they get mad because he want to take a breath. Wait a minute. You know?
Exactly.
So I think he's doing a good job, and I when they say, well, he's not black or he's not American, I'm like, excuse you? What? When they bring all that up, it's like they can't. The thing was, they let him run because they just knew he wouldn't win. We're gonna let him run, but he's not going to win. And when he won, it was like, what the hell happened?
You mean you got a Negro up there?
I think they underestimated the black vote.
Yeah.
I think that they didn't think that we was all going to get together and go out there and vote.
People were knocking
on people's doors, dragging people out. Church buses were in effect. We got everybody together. We rode people. My friend was even picking up homeless people, taking them, come on and vote. Come on and vote. She was going picking up crackheads to vote. Everybody, go vote.
The thing that he did real good, he used the media, the computer, the internet, the cell phone, the Twitter, all that, in touch with everybody. He did not leave nothing uncovered, untried. He went every which way you could to say, I'm running for president. Vote for me. If you saw a bird flying around and said, vote Obama.
You mean he didn't elect a Negro?
Yeah. They thought, okay, we're going to let him think he got this. We're going to let him see what he can do. He ain't going to win because we're going to come out and we're going to stop him. We're going to stop this. But guess what? They didn't.
Well, when you think about it, he did have a very powerful weapon in his arsenal. And you know what that is. I mean, he had America's Mammy in his pocket. And you know who that is. He had Oprah. And when you got America's Mammy...
Yeah,
we're talking to people to move people like Bob.
I think that's another show. I think that's another show coming up, huh? Oprah, the Mammy. America's Mammy.
She's America's Mammy. The white people call
she's America's
her
Mammy.
Okay.
All right, man.
White people cry on Oprah's shoulder. They seek her out to cry. They lay their head on her big bosom and they cry. That's America's Mammy right there.
Look
who I'm talking
to
next week. Oprah, America's Mammy.
Are we looking at that? Are we looking at that for homework? I just want to know. Should we watch this episode for homework?
Yeah. I think we should all watch this because you know we are all going to have to run our minds about this thing. Because she done hugged the woman I saw in the grocery about four times. She took her and laid her head on her breast. Oh, she's Mammy.
Man.
Oh, I was waiting for Dixie to start playing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help you get the troubles. Release yourself. Come on, I love you.
Exactly. Talk to me.
I'll be your mom.
It's okay.
I'll be a surrogate mom.
As long as you release
how about this? I'll be your mother until the camera stop rolling. Come
right,
here.
Right.
That's how
right.
She is.
Right.
When the camera stops,
and when you make
mad,
does she ever do follow up stories? I've never seen her do a follow up.
Oh, now wait, I've seen her do a follow up. Remember the white man that she sat there and held at her breast? The one who wrote that book and come to find out it was a fraud?
Right. She did a follow up.
Oh, she. Mama whooped his behind on TV, too.
Sure
she wanted back. She sat there and looked
and
sat across the room. That's right. She basically bared his britches and laid them across her lap. Swat, swat, swat. How dare you do this to America? I'm America's mammy. But that's another story, y'all. We talk about Obama.
That's another story. Mm.
That's
all
a
right.
Show.
I'm looking forward to this.
That's a show.
I'm definitely looking forward to Brick's house now. It's like,
definitely.
You
don't
want to attack Oprah? Not attack Oprah.
Oh, listen.
You're not attacking
every
Oprah.
Day.
I'm just saying you're
attacking
subject. Of Oprah. I'm not talking about literally folks.
I'm attacking Oprah's symbolism to America.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That's what I'm attacking. Not her character, not the person.
Right.
What she
right.
symbolizes to America.
Symbolizes.
And she is America's
yeah.
mammy.
Yeah.
But
you know
that's Obama, when he was elected and he did that walk when they was driving him through, he got out the car and shook the people.
And did the walk with his wife?
Yes.
He didn't ride the whole way. He said, no, let's walk this.
He walked. They walked. But the Secret Service was like, he's getting out the car. Man,
get in the car. Get in the car. He said, no. These are my folks.
Did you see their faces? They was like, wow, wait a minute.
They couldn't believe he got out the car.
And he said, come on, honey, let's walk. But he's a people person.
Yeah.
All right, y'all are listening. You're listening to Brick's House, everybody. We got my fam in the house. This is my family. We got Lady C. We got Black Reporter. We got the famous Love Crush. And we are talking about Obama. We're going to take a little break here so I can get me a little water for the throat. But you know what? We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Obama and something he did that kind of, well, it didn't really upset me, but I think the media is the way the media is spinning it is kind of upsetting me.
Now, wait a minute. You've got a member of the media here, so be careful.
Listen, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Girl, I'm saying it, girl. I'm saying it, please.
It's the singing Obama.
They have members of the media. Isn't this Brick Show media? Isn't the Crush got a joke media? Media. I'm the only person that don't have a joke. I'm not the media.
We can arrange that. Look, we can arrange that. We can arrange
ooh,
that.
Next week premiering.
Yeah, right.
We can
premiering next Wednesday. We got a slot open. Don't
we call
it
Lady C sings the blues. Lady C sings the blues. You would just come on and complain. Yeah, they done sent me a bill for $200 and I ain't paying it.
We're going to talk about youngins. Our show's going to be cougars. Cougars in action. That's what it's going to be.
Cougarization.
Cougar Nation. All right. Cougar Nation.
Oh my God.
Let's see what that boy has to do.
It's going to be called C minor. Get it? C minor. That's what it's going to be called. C minor.
He's going to ask me to buy him a pair of sneakers. He better go sneak his butt and get a job. That's right.
And don't get started on Jody. Do not get started on Jody.
He's trying to figure out how to get back in touch with you guys. But when did you go back on the radio? Huh? What did I tell you? I don't remember. Okay, that's when I go back on.
All right, guys, when we come back from this little song interlude, we're going to talk about the singing Obama. We're going to talk about Obama singing every day up there. And this is a song coming up. This is going out to Lady C from Black Reporter. This is going out to Lady C.
Dedication. All right, caller, we're going to come back and we're going to get to you, caller. We see you, 786.
We see you, caller. We'll get you when we get back. We'll be right back. This is Brick's House. This is the Lady C from Black Reporter.
The righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
I like what he's doing.
I like what he's doing.
I mean, it's a lot for him to do. in a short period of time. So you got to give the man a little time to
finish
what he's trying to accomplish.
This is what I'm saying. They gave him a pile of crap and told him to make a sandcastle. Come on. You know, he's trying. And, you know, I think that's got to count for something. But he's having results. That's the thing. He's actually producing results. You know, at the end of the day, I he's trying and he's producing. That's where we need to focus on, the fact that he is producing. Out of the crap y'all gave him, he is producing. You know, and you know there was no jobs. He's making jobs. It may not be a lot, but shit, three jobs is better than no jobs.
Exactly.
You know,
Or less.
You know, right.
Exactly. And, you know, things are getting better. It's going to take a while. And I think that they need to stop. They're going to put somebody new in here who don't know what they're doing and going to turn everything upside down again. You know, I think that people need to stop.
I mean, there is a saying called progress is a slow process. So, I mean, considering the total disarray everything was when he got into office. I mean, you got to give the man time. The other dude took two. Wait, took two? two whole sentences.
And you know what else is going to happen, too? We're going to have another upset. I believe this. I know I'm jumping the gun, but everybody thinks that Obama's going to, I love it, you know, the fact that we do feel like Obama's going to be for a second term. But I do feel like we're going to have another upset the way we did when Bush was reelected. Remember that little hiccup in Florida we had about the tally? We're going to have another hiccup. I believe that's so. It's nice and you know, to for us to think that we'll be here, but no, it's going to be another hiccup.
I think what made me upset about that whole situation was the fact that Gore didn't even bother to fight. I think that's what bothered me most. I was like, fight it. He wouldn't fight it. You know, so I'm like, you know what, we need to wait out the week. And we probably would have been speaking French. Somebody would have took our asses over if he was in office anyway. Because, I mean, come on, he was so, I mean, you give up that easily? Then somebody come and try to invade us. We'd have been speaking French.
It wasn't
meant for him
to me.
Yeah, we would have been speaking Arab or something like that. We'd have been speaking, you know, something else. They would have came over here and took over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and he would have just gave the country away and got his ass to safety, you know? But anyway, we were moving on talking about this singing. Obama's been doing a lot of singing. He sang one time at the Apollo. Now everybody's like, okay, now everywhere he goes, he's singing. He sang, what did he sing? Al Green.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he goes somewhere else and sing. He went somewhere else and started singing, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Lord. I forgot what he said, but I was like, please.
Okay, can I just say this? Obama did win a Grammy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he did win a Grammy.
I'm just saying.
You know that.
Okay.
He did win a Grammy.
Yes,
he did.
Right. Got talent. But you know what? All the good presidents got talent. Look at Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, playing saxophone, eating ribs.
Bill Clinton was
going
to get down with that sax.
Yeah,
he
would get down on a plate of ribs and a pan of macaroni and cheese, too. Yeah.
No, Clinton was the one who got down in the sacks.
Right.
Okay, but see, people make me angry when they say that was our first black president. I get very angry when I hear that. Just because he ate rabbit macaroni and cheese and like black tail. No, but a lot of people said that. I used to get mad when I heard that. I'm like,
you know
what,
I didn't say that.
He was our first.
You bet I didn't say that, black reporter.
Step on his foot. Step on his foot.
But what do you think about the singing? Do you think that it kind of, I mean, it was ever since then, you know, media's running with the singing. Like, you know,
it's anything. If he playing basketball, they running with it. If he walking around with flip-flops and socks on, they running with it. Oh, good grief. The man sang.
It was right in the middle of the Oval Office. They probably went
right
on the field in the Oval Office now. You know, and I'm like,
it's
okay, Obama.
The man is human. The man is human.
Yeah, he is human.
We all sing. He likes music. And then
I wanted to get into that.
Let's not even talk about his playlist. They have like the President You
sort of called mixtape, the songs that he uses.
Oh, yeah, on iTunes
when he
doing or the stuff he listens to.
Right, they have the presidential mixtape or what he uses when he's doing his shows and speeches and things of that nature. And, you know, they made a big deal that he had no rap on there. Like, relax, you know.
Exactly.
Y'all need to relax.
I think that, you know, because he don't have rap,
so
then he gives it to the studio.
If he would have put Fight the Power on there, y'all would have had a fucking trouble.
Y'all been like, oh, he's a rapper. Get him out of here.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He put Fight the Power by Public Enemy on his tape.
Y'all would have felt, you know, y'all would have felt some kind of way.
Against him.
Huh?
Put James Brown,
well,
Black and I'm Proud on it. What they
would have
said?
Right.
But see, they're looking for something to use against him. Remember, now he had a little bit of slack because he invited Common to the White House.
Remember?
He had Common come, and Common was all controversial because of his lyrics. They looking for anything. Okay, Common is basically one of the milder hip hop artists. You know,
right.
Kind of like the neo soul type of. You know, conscious rapper. That's what they call rapper.
He's a neo soul rapper.
Conscious rapper. That's what they call it. Conscious rap. Him and Talib Kweli and all the Mos Def, they're conscious rappers. So the fact that he got slapped just for having, you know, Common come to the White House, I'm like, y'all just looking for something to use against this man. I bet if he had Jay-Z on his mixtape, it'd be like, he calls women bitches. You know, anything is going to be looked at as, he's doing this, you know. So what do you think about the fact that they were getting on him because he took a vacation?
Oh, good.
And they said, what is he doing taking a vacation? I'm like, wait a minute. How many times did Bush take his ass to Camp David in the middle of a crisis?
In the middle of a crisis, this is the thing. Y'all didn't say nothing. Y'all was like, oh, Bush is playing golf. You know, y'all went on to the next story. This man take a vacation. Do y'all see the gray hairs that he has? Good grief. Do y'all see the worry lines on his forehead? Like, it's evident to him that he's been working. And we got another call up, just saying.
We got another caller. Now the caller wants to speak now. Okay, they didn't have a hand up before. But my thing is that he has constantly caught on the fire, and Bush has constantly fucked this country. Remember when the whole thing with the levees gave way? He didn't even want to set his foot on the ground. He said, well, I'll go over the helicopter. They said, man, you better put your foot on the ground and go out there. He didn't even want to touch the ground. Fahrenheit 9/11. Remember when the 9/11 buildings came down? He was in that school where they told him how his face looked. He's an idiot, but this man has screwed this country worldwide. And then he's going to sit up there and you get on Obama. But look, Obama has done nothing but take action. Remember that pirate? The pirates took the ship and he gave the order. Remember he was sitting in the room watching Bin Laden get his head blown off? That's why I said, you know what? That man is gangster. They ain't ready for Obama. He sat right there watching it go down. Hillary Clinton got her hand over her eyes like, oh! And he's just watching it. He lead it into the TV like, get there. Send them seals in. You gotta admire that. You know,
don't sit back and wait.
But if it came to it, I think a lot of people's thinking when it comes to some of the politics, not even the politics, but some of the relationships across seas that we have. Some people think that Obama is on the fence. Like, he's not making it clear. But my thing is, if push came to shove and people wanted to test Obama and they think that he's a sucker because he got a nice smile, like, don't
underestimate that man.
Right, don't let that smile fool you. Don't let the singing fool you. Don't let the two-step fool
you.
Don't let don't let the doogie fool you. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what it is. When it's time to get gangster, and he needs to get gangster, like, y'all can definitely
girl,
ensure.
Girl, he probably put it down on Michelle that night. He probably put it down. He said, girl, I sent in the seals. Put on that black leather, girl. Anyway, we got a call from 614. Hello,
what's
welcome to Brick House.
That can only be one person.
Yeah.
614?
Hey, you brought up a good point. I was listening to my radio, and they're talking about Newt Gingrich, but this guy has did more to help us than any president we've had. But that bullshit that happened with Bush, Hey, honey, I agree with you. Gore never fought that. But what was so funny about that, it happened in Florida, and his brother, Jeb, was the governor.
It's gonna be another upset, and I guarantee it'll probably be in Florida. If not Florida, it's gonna be a state like it.
They tried to do it with Obama's election before, but the thing was, it was broke machines. And the thing about it was that people was not leaving. They tried it at my site. Oh, the machines are down. I said, well, I guess I'm calling in because I'm voting today.
Thank you.
Nobody was having it. They were telling people, stay, please don't go. I was like, no, everybody stay put. We're going to sit on the floor and wait for the machines to come back up.
They claimed that they couldn't find the voting things. They mysteriously came up missing and shit.
They wanted you to use paper ballots. Use paper.
The ballot box came up missing.
Oh, no. I said paper birds. I'm not putting my name on no paper ballot. No. I'm going to go in there and do the vote. I'm going to pull that lever and do whatever I got to do. I'm going to send Bush to hell by pulling that lever and getting him the hell out of office. And I stayed. And I think a lot of other people felt the same way. Like, no, we got to rally. We got to get this thing done. And we need to do it again because you know they're going to come harder and stronger with some more nonsense. We need to be vigilant. We need to be basically just put our feet in, dig our heels in. John, I'm going to need you out there talking to your white folks. Get them to vote. We need to get people. I done talked to my white friends. I don't know. I think they scared me. That's why they said okay. But, I want them to vote. We got to get our white folks out there to vote.
Come on now. Get going.
That's
not like a little bit. You got to have a legal ID. You got to have a legal ID this time.
Oh, now they doing a legal ID now?
Yeah, that's what one of the things here. They want you to have a legal ID. You know, that's one of the things they're trying to push.
I told you.
See, that they're trying to push that. You know why? Because they know. You see that? You see the man in action? We're going to need to really be strong this time around to get that man back in office. Y'all need you to get your pickup truck and go out there and pick people up. Pick up all the black BBWs and take them to the polls. I know you got that. Okay? Lady C, get all the youngins together. Get all the little cubs.
You're in charge of
youth. Get
all together, Black Reporter. Get the seniors together, Black Reporter.
Black Reporter got the
if you got to drive him to the voting booth, let him drive him.
Black Reporter got the flyers. You got the flyers, Black Reporter. You're in charge of flyers.
He got the flyers. Let's talk about the first family. Okay. Let's talk about the family. Let's talk about the fact that Obama was, kind of ridiculed because he let mama-in-law move in with him to the White House. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's sweet.
That's
sweet.
She is the one taking care of those kids. She is the one taking care of those kids. Exactly.
Right, she's a nanny. She's nanny.
That's right. She's nanny. Listen, no, my mother going to come in here and watch these girls. And you know what? She keep them girls grounded.
Yep.
Grandma keeps them girls grounded. They probably still sit on the floor while she put plaques in their head. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like, keep them grounded. You know,
that's how
they need to stay. And he got a lot of slack for that. But I'm like,
Can I say this? We have not had no complaints. I don't have any complaints. I haven't seen any complaints about them children. No complaints.
No.
Have anybody seen any complaints about misbehavior?
Or
the only thing they showed was the little one had dozed off during the speech. Well, shit, I dozed off too during them speeches.
Yeah, exactly.
But
she's a little
that's
girl.
The only thing you've ever seen, a little girl laying on the lap of her mom's, that was it.
Yeah, they put it up against
anything else.
Did you see? I mean, it was innocent. Plus, they compared it to the Coretta Scott King photo where her daughter was leaning on her during Martin Luther King funeral. Did you see that comparison?
Right,
it was a little girl that fell asleep. I mean, come on, what do you expect her to sit up there and, yes, Daddy, and I agree, Daddy, the policy is above. It's a little girl, and I think
but
those little girls.
But what does the mama do when they child? You, she didn't just stretch her out. She kept her within, right there with her. She didn't make the big thing and tell her, go out, get her out. She kept her right there with her so that she knew she was right there with Mama.
Oh,
they keep her grounded,
Question, the first couple's marriage, do you think they're happy?
Are you through? I think so. Barack and Rochelle is happy.
Yeah,
you think
they're happy?
Hell to the
distance.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed. About the way I feel. I guess because I'm so used to it comparing to Hillary. I guess you know, in comparison to Hillary. Hillary was in the business. You know what I mean? And I don't think that's the case with Michelle. Like, you know, she discuss it. I think she's more of the type that she discuss it in the fact of him bouncing ideas off of her.
Right.
But you know that she's not the one telling him, you know, do this, do that. You know, she's doing her duty. You know what I mean? She's just being that supportive wife.
Who got us that fair wage? Oh, because Obama got that for us, girl. Oh, she got pop on top for that one, okay? I think a lot of the ideas come from her. I think
right.
that he could put the logistics behind it.
She don't exude that dominance. You know what I mean?
Hillary
like,
was
you
too much
think
of
her, she's doing, you know, obesity and you know, she's messing with
children.
Dealing
with kids.
She's doing it.
Things that
right.
she knows.
She's doing first lady.
Because
she's not sitting up there
Clinton,
trying to run the office. You know?
Hillary Clinton wore the pants too damn much, man. I used to be like, shut the hell up, Hillary, and let your man speak. He's the president.
Right.
She used
right.
to be in the mix a little bit too much. And I used
right.
to be like, well, damn, can the man
By
say
the
something?
By the way,
but,
you realize
here you go.
what Bill's job is right now and what Hillary's job is right now?
No, we don't realize that we're not talking
Black
about
quarter.
Them.
Black
about Obama.
Come on, give him a break. Let him talk.
You're in time out, Black quarter. You're in time out.
Let them say
Black
what their
quarter.
Job is right now. Just real quick. Hurry up. 5 seconds. Hurry
well,
up. What's
I
the
mean,
job?
What's
four,
the
job?
Three, two, and time's up.
A quote-unquote national ambassador, which means he does a whole bunch of stuff. While Hillary is actually doing work for the government.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton do a whole bunch of nothing. That's not true.
Okay.
Bill Clinton is the face of America across seas. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he is. Just ask Monica
what
Lewinsky.
What do you think when you got those? Remember he went and got those hostages? He
right.
was the only
you know
one.
I mean, he's the face of America.
To get those hostages.
My fellow Americans, I did not have sex
so
with that
I can't
woman.
Really knock him. I can't knock him. Because he did get those two. They only spoke to him. He was the only one able to get those two. Was it two journalists
right.
or two? He got them the hell out of there. They wasn't
right.
listening to nobody else.
Right.
So you gotta respect that. He is a
right.
civilian. And for him to go yeah. over there and do that, I think that took a lot of, you know, chutzpah for him because he didn't have to do
okay.
that.
And what is Hillary doing right now? Can we name something that Hillary did? Besides put her foot in her mouth.
Put her foot in her mouth.
Besides put her foot in her mouth. Besides put her foot in her mouth, you know, sucking on her heel, what did name one thing Hillary have done during this term?
Well,
cover her
Hillary
eyes up,
did.
Not look at the screen.
Put on white.
I can't believe he did that. Oh, God damn it.
He's put on white.
Y'all wrong.
Yeah, but you ladies got to admit one thing. Hey, Monica Lewinsky likes Bill Clinton.
She's done. That's another show. But, okay, the first Philly. Okay, a question. Don't you guys think, like, okay, you see the State of the Union address. You can kind of, like, tell when Michelle Obama is pissed at the president for some reason. There was one State of the Union. She had a frown on her face the whole time, and only when she saw the camera was on her did she lighten up a little bit. But she just had this, like, look like, I will cuss you out when I get... Like, she just let him have it. And I think that she is just basically... She is the dominant one. I think if she closed up shop, man, that president will be going mad.
I think she is. But I don't know. Maybe what it is that
when President Clinton was in office, and I know, you know, we're getting a lot of comparison from the those two presidents, so fuck y'all. But I think that when the President Clinton was
that woman.
When President Clinton was in office, you know, I was rooting for Hillary. I can't lie. I was really rooting for Hillary. Like, you know, you need to run. You know what I mean? Like, I really did have, she really did have that effect. And it wasn't, I don't know, maybe it was because the way she did handle that whole Monica Lewinsky thing. But, you know, I was rooting for Hillary. Like, we need a woman president. And I really thought she'd have a chance. But then she threw her foot in her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I was seeing that with Michelle. Like, you know, maybe she'll have the potential to run. You know, maybe she'll be the first black woman president, or the first woman president. You know, so and I know those far fetched people. I know. Don't even jump down my throat. This is why I don't do politics on Soul Fantasy Radio.
Oh, come on, baby.
I just thought that it would be, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's doing what, you know, she's just showing me that, you know, this is what First Lady's supposed to do. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm forgetting that, you know, First Lady is supposed to be just that, the lady, you know, and and not, you know, wear the pants, you know, but
right.
Wear her dress, you know.
Yeah, but they would look better if they were president.
Michelle has grabbed two topics and has run with those two topics as her own. Military, family, and I'm trying to remember the second one right now. But I know the case of military families is very close to her heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that she knows her place. I don't think she's ever, you know, I've never seen
right.
her. I've seen Hillary Clinton speak over Bill in interviews and all this other stuff. I
right.
think that Michelle Obama knows her place. I think
right.
that, but I do believe
she plays her
that
position,
she is the,
pretty much.
She is the dominant. I'm going to tell you that right now. I can tell you that. I trust me, I know. She is the dominant in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows how to show it when it's necessary. Oh, she's the dominant. Trust me. I can look and tell that. And anybody that can't see that he's the sub is crazy. He is definitely submissive
mm-hmm.
to his wife. But I think that she knows. Like, you know, she'll sit there, like, he'll say something, or maybe make her angry or something like that. She's not going to show him up in public. But once the door's closed, she looks like she can be as cold as ice. And he be begging her, please, just talk to me, please. Just
mm-hmm.
talk to me. You know, she seems like she very,
that's
you
one
know.
Thing, you know, I think that's one thing him, that's keeping him grounded as well.
Exactly.
You know,
he keeps
at the end of the day, behind closed doors, it's no longer President Obama, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, you know, it has that separation. Like, his personal life isn't spilling over into the media,
right.
you know what I mean? When you see them, the kids are well-dressed. Like, there's nothing for you to complain about. So you talk about her fat ass? Like, really?
Uh-huh.
Really? That's
well, like
that's
you
news?
Say,
she ain't a bad-looking woman either, man.
Right, her big booty is big news. Like, really?
Exactly.
They make sure that their private life is really private. She, like you say, she controls herself publicly because that's all they want to see her make that look. Like you say, when she saw the media looking at her, she changed it. But she couldn't control
yeah.
it totally. But when she knew they were looking, let me calm down some and not let it all
yeah,
show.
She kind of lightened her face up a little bit. She kind of like relaxed
yeah.
the muscles in her face. But she was
right.
sitting there with her arms folded, like kind of like she was looking like, you bastard. She had that
yeah,
look on her face.
So and so. I'm going
to. You know,
oh, it could have been from something else. It don't necessarily have to be from him.
True.
It could have been from
but
something
the,
else.
Know,
you know,
like it was directed to him. Maybe before they came out, he kind of brushed her off, like, look, Michelle, we'll discuss it later. And she
yeah.
kind of was like, oh, it's like that.
Later.
Oh, okay.
Why we got to assume that it was at him?
She had that
maybe
type
was
of air about
haters.
Her.
Maybe it was one of his haters.
There was probably no issue. She had that type of attitude. Like, she was pissed at him. Like, you know how you see a couple, and you see the woman sitting there silent, and the man is just doing whatever. You could tell that she's pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like, you know how
yeah.
you know how we get women. We exercise that vow of silence when we just look out the window.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, I ain't saying. She had that look about her, like, you know, I'm just
I'm
pissed.
Not talking to you. And I don't care what
exactly.
you say.
Like,
I'm
don't talk
talking.
To me. Like, don't talk to me right now.
She had anger. Folded arms mean anger. When they told
yeah, she had that
down,
attitude, like she had, like, when he was calling,
right.
that kind of, like, listen to this shit type of little call face. Like, will you listen to this? Like,
ooh.
She was pissed off. And I was like, damn, she was like, she angry? It's like she just looked like she was just annoyed. Like, you could tell in an interview with her when she started to get annoyed. She starts cutting
right.
her eyes. Maybe because I'm a student of behavior, I just watch behaviors. She'll cut
yeah.
her eye when she's aggravated or something that they asked her. She'll, like, cut her eye and, yeah, well, you know, Barack, blah, blah, blah. You know, she'll kind of play it off, but she'll probably be like, who is that
she
bitch? I don't want that reporter back in this house. You know, she seems like that type.
Is totally different. Her body language tells
yes,
everything.
It is. And she
may not say
it
verbally, but she got that body language like,
she
okay,
like, she
yeah.
still be yoking them girls up, but they got
her
eyes. Like, she be like, come here, girl. Snatching one of them up. Like, come here, Malia. What you say?
Oh, no.
She like, well,
all
right.
So,
what do you think? Hold up. Where that belly at? Where that first lady
So shout out to the 559. Where is that at?
I don't know.
Dominicana
Poli?
I don't.
559. Shout out to 559. I see you listening. I thank you for calling in 559, listening to the show.
You
know what?
Oh, that's Central California.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go Dominicana Poli. It looks like Dominican Republic. I think that's
maybe
five
it's
two.
Fresno King. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dominican
so.
Republic is 529. I'm right. That's Dominican Republic.
Area code 69.
You know what? Don't make
only
me.
You.
This is my show, John. Hey, behave yourself.
Hey,
my
John.
House.
This is
my
her
show.
This is Brick. This is Brick House. If you like to join the conversation, if you listen to the show, you like to join the conversation. Please press one. She's not like me. She's not gonna bring you in. So you gotta
no,
press
I'm gonna
bring
one. You in, T. No, I, you know, you have
let's
to ask to come into
one,
my house.
So.
You don't just open up your door and allow whoever's standing outside to come in. You have to
come on in.
Knock on Brick's house and you shall come in.
I
want to
come in. You got
it's the party. It's the party.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
We have a couple of things, you know, a couple of interesting facts that you might not know about our president.
Uh-oh.
I love these
we
things like this
caller.
Because you know they're quite interesting. We have another caller. We have a 347. Hello, 347. Thank you for calling in, 347. We just actually over here. We just finished talking about the Obama family and talking about Michelle Obama and how we figure, you know, she runs that household. She is like the chief cook. I'm about to wash out there. Should I play that? She looked like she go crazy. You know, so, I think that she Yama, she run the whole stem. She not chicken. Can
oh,
I take it?
Good grief.
So
oh,
I
good
think
grief.
That you know. Oh, good grief.
Oh,
thank
good
you,
grief.
Lucy.
So good grief.
So I think that you know.
If you'd like to join the conversation, please press
if
1.
Like
shout out to 347-559-805-830-8320. Right.
And we're going to go into some interesting facts about our Presidente. Okay, but we're going to take a little short break. I'm going to play a little music interlude for you. It's short and sweet. I keep it short and sweet, guys. Hello. But this is a little short one. I don't know if
oh,
this is
the
whole
Marvin
song.
Gaye
where
on
I
sexual healing. That'd be the, that'd
listen,
the topic for the president.
This is Brick House. I said don't touch my remote control. This is I'm in control here. Okay, now if you don't like it, they're going to go. All right. This is Brick's house. We be right back in 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Okay. So we'll get some more
Brick.
What?
House.
You know what? Go ahead on y'all. We'll be right back with Brick's house. Y'all are nuts.
Miss, let's have a quickie before we bounce. On the man just dropped off an ounce. Girls downstairs wilding out. Stick a finger in the alizé. Stare in the mirror. Dance with cool chicks. Don't strip, baby. Ride me quick, you got about 10 minutes. Limo rolls up with my thugs in it. We off to the races, spinning big faces on Perrier's way by the cases, but don't hate this.
You know I'm going out tonight, and I'm looking right, just like I knew I would. And there's a party going on.
Like the fact that, yes,
Like, he collects Spider-Man comic books. You know, that was something I was like, okay. So he's kind of nerdish. And his favorite meal is shrimp linguine that his wife makes. I think that's nice that his favorite meal is something his wife makes.
That is good.
So if she serve up shrimp linguine, he probably be like, I'm about to get some tonight.
My baby made
me
shrimp linguine.
Down
though. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and you all, Crush pointed out earlier the fact that he won a Grammy. He won that in 2006 for the audio version of his memoir, Dreams from My Father. So I thought that was nice. He won that in 2006. Also, he's also read every Harry Potter book. I think I'm kind of disturbed by that because Harry Potter is the devil.
But, I didn't need to know that.
Why? You're changing your perception of him now?
No.
Okay, he owns a set of red boxing gloves signed by Muhammad Ali. That's nice. And did you know that he worked at Baskin Robbins as a teenager? And now to this day, he can't stand ice cream?
Wow.
I feel the same way about McDonald's, Barack Obama. I worked at McDonald's, and I can't stand the food now. I feel the same way.
I worked at Church's Chicken, but I still love chicken.
You worked at Church's Chicken? Well, that's about the best chicken in the world. I love that chicken. It's really delicious. Okay, his favorite snacks are chocolate peanut protein bars.
Wow.
Yeah, did you ever see the physique
protein
on that
bars.
Man? Oh. Protein bars. Okay, this is disgusting. When he lived in Indonesia, he ate dog meat, snake meat, and roasted grasshopper.
Ew.
Roasted grasshopper.
We need to know that. We did not
did you also know that he can hablar Espanol? He can speak Spanish. So how come he don't ever get up there and bust it in Spanish up there?
¿Cómo se llama?
He'd be like, ¿Cómo se llama?
¿Se llama Barack Obama?
Mike Cunovich.
All I know is espérate, espérate. That's because I watched Dora the Explorer. But
¿Ustedes no hablan mucho español?
Ricky Ricardo on the phone. Okay, on the campaign trail, he never watched CNN. He refused to watch it. He only watched sports channels.
Do you blame
That's probably what kept him sane.
Because they probably would beat him up and down.
Yeah, he refused to watch it. He said, nope, no CNN for me. His favorite drink is Black Forest Berry Iced Tea. I think that's from Turkey Hill, ain't it? Turkey Hill got the best iced tea in the world. I know they're not paying me, but I'm just going to put it out there. Turkey Hill got the best iced tea in the world. Yeah. Okay.
We got a hand up.
We got a hand up? Get your hands up. Okay, and one more before we get that hand. He promised Michelle he would quit smoking before running for president, but he never did. He's a smoker.
And he had a pet name.
He used to be a smoker.
A pet name.
He is still a smoker.
He used to be
a
smoker.
No, he quit. He quit.
Does anyone confirm that he is on Nicorette?
No.
Why you got to be on Nicorette?
Those lips, he getting blacker and blacker. He still smoke.
You got to turn your radio down. You got to turn your background down, Rick.
Okay.
I don't have a background. Who is that?
Somebody got it.
I'm sitting here in silence. I'm in the pitch black dark. I turned off everything. Sweating like a slave in the dark.
Okay.
All right, we got a hand up. 347, get the hand up, hand up. And hello, 347.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, everyone.
Skylar
on the line. Just listening.
Hello, Skylar on the line. Welcome to Brick's house. Come inside. Come inside. Don't touch my remote control. Stay out of my refrigerator and keep your feet off my coffee table. Welcome. How are you?
Brother Skylar, welcome to the room.
Okay, I think Skylar's on the slow bus today. But let's keep it moving regardless.
Far from the slow bus, but
I'm very intrigued about the stuff that you say about our president. It's something.
Yes.
It's nice to know that you actually have one that's down to earth.
Yes, it is. And he still smokes. I don't care what they say. As a fellow smoker, I know a man that smokes, and he still smokes, y'all. He still smokes. Well, he needs to get some, what you call it, for his lips. But he smokes. Okay? He smokes. Moving on. He can bench press 200 pounds. Y'all believe he can bench press 200 pounds? Okay, all I hear is TV, fidgeting. I said that he can bench press 200 pounds.
Right, I can see it. He got a little weight on him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, he got some weight on him, boy. Ooh. Do you ever see him in those
basketball? Ew, you look at the president that way?
Yes, I do. Oh, I
look at the president that way?
The arms look quite capable. Listen, that is a black man, okay?
I don't know. The president don't have sex appeal to me.
No, the president looked like he can back. But I'm not going to get into that because he's standing 6 feet
in. I thought we were talking all things Obama. So this is part of
being
all things Obama.
Okay, well, fine. Are we going
Obama.
There? Are we going there in Brick's house?
Are we going there?
All right. Your ass, I'm going to say it. He like he can eat a peach for hours. Okay? Hours. Like, he just go down there and wreck it down there. Doing damage. He go down there. Shelby like,
President look like he can eat a peach for hours. I'm going,
yes, he do. Quote me on that one. He look like he can go down there and do some damage. I don't know. If you disagree, 805-830-8320.
Don't call Brick.
Call, let's talk about it in Brick's house. Nothing's off limits in Brick's house. He looks like he can lay the pipe and that he can chop. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I think Michelle's arms got so big and strong, pushing that fool off. He's like, get away. Brock's coming at him. Especially after he do a major kill, like when he got them baby seals rolling. What? He probably ripped her to shreds that night. She's probably limping, and they said, like, you know. You got that line. Y'all know that, right?
I got to cancel my meeting.
Well, she's like hanging on the bed with all her hair in her face. Oh, Lord.
Didn't somebody say earlier in the show that it's Michelle who runs the house?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what's your point? That don't mean he don't lay it down. Those are the ones that lay it down.
He looks like he can bench press. I'm looking like, can he just bench? Could you add a little bit more weight and I can come see you? I want him to bench press. He's cute. Don't rain on my hot guy parade. He's hot. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going there.
All right. He in 1996, he went to a stag party of his half-sister's fiance, but he had to leave with a stripper cane. But he left with a stripper cane, and he said, oh, y'all ain't getting me with no stripper. So he was already president-minded back then. He said, Michelle would kick my ass. What?
So we have another comment from England. He can't really call in, so we got to read his comments.
Y-O-D,
he said, American...
my chair.
He said, American politics is on British television every night and day here in England, but it's refreshing to hear views from real people like yourselves giving real honest opinions instead of highly paid television reporters who can't say what they honestly feel. And that's
this
from Russ in England.
This is Brick's house.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we get down.
What is funny?
Thank you, Russ. Black reporter.
This is how we bloody do it here in the state.
This is how we bloody do it here.
They say bloody with everything. This is bloody good media.
Tune
in every week, buddy.
Media.
Bloody good, bloody good.
Thanks, Russ, for the, you know, thanks for holding us down.
Thank you for the compliment, mate.
Respect to you all,
Yvette.
Respect to you all.
Respect
oh, boy,
to you. Oh, my God.
Dude, we do horrible impersonations.
And I must say that I love the way you guys say water.
Water.
I love how they say water.
Say water.
Across the water.
They say water. I love the way they talk their W, water. Okay, but anyway, thank you for the support. Thank you. It's much appreciated. It's much appreciated. We're also talking about, okay, another one of his things is that he and Michelle made $4.2 million last year. That came from the sale of his books.
Look, that's it.
From his books, hello, $4.2 million. What do you mean that's it? That's it.
I know.
Income.
I understand. I know. I'm just
I
saying that.
What?
Please?
He gets a measly 200 grand for running this country, getting ulcers and gray
right,
hairs.
Right. But let's just, you know, let's do a comparison. You get what I'm saying? If you do a comparison from Bush income to Obama's income, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's it. This man's actually doing something, and that's all he gets. This man does nothing, and he, you know. That's another story.
Bush,
go ahead.
First of all, we had a deserter. He was a deserter. Okay. He dodged the draft. He was a wimp. He was a punk. He wouldn't even fight for his own country. I don't understand how these people put his ass in office for him to lead it. He didn't even want to die for it, but he can lead it? That's the biggest insult ever. But moving right along. His favorite film is Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He said, I don't sound like Prince Charles, hee hee. Russ said, he don't sound like Prince Charles, hee hee.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Well,
oh,
sorry.
He applied to appear in a black pinup calendar while he was at Harvard, but was rejected by the all female committee. They said no. They said, get that lonely ass out of here.
They feel bad now. Right, they feel bad now, don't they? They could have sold that.
Exactly.
Don't they feel
yeah.
wicked?
They
could have
On his this first term. Date with Michelle, he took her to see Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. That was their first date.
Aww.
Now, can you imagine
right
where you was
thing.
When that movie came out? You know what I'm saying? They were
no.
just, that was their first date. That was history
wow.
making right there, you know. Because let's say he never had that date. He probably never would have been president. If he wouldn't have had that date. Ah, behind every strong man, hello.
That's a good woman.
There you go. She let him there. He doesn't drink coffee, and he rarely drinks alcohol.
Wow.
How you like coffee, Barack? You smoke. Smoking and coffee go together. Come on.
Okay. You like tea. You like tea. Hot tea. Hot tea.
As a teenager... He admits he took drugs, including marijuana and cocaine.
Wow.
Hey.
He did it,
wow.
He did it, Bill.
He admitted he used to hit the blood. He used to puff, puff, get.
And cocaine? She's
but,
in cocaine.
But you know why? I don't know about the cocaine now. I don't know how you do that. How you do that? Who you do that?
But you know why he admitted it? Because can't nobody bring it up on him.
It's
exactly.
a name, but I'm, he's
he
like, yeah, I used to do it when I was a teenager. He used to do blow. He used to do blow,
charge,
y'all.
Charge
but I like to call you on the marijuana. He was smoking the hell. He was, he was doing the thing.
I've got the munchies, man. I'm hungry. Have chips.
Okay. And then he used to eat a whole intimate cake afterwards. Now let me stop. That was me.
Wow.
One black reporter.
credit card I just came across. It's a picture. It's like, think of a credit card, right? And it says the race card. It says the race card, Platinum Victim Status Edition, Barack Obama for President, because it's only acceptable to talk about race when I want to talk about race. Free ride to the Oval House. Member since birth, valid until death. Yeah, that's what it says.
Where'd you find this, Crush?
I was searching photos of Barack, and I came across it. And blackandreformedministries.com. That's, you only voted for Obama because he is black. We interrupt this program for PSA 3. That's what it says.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
black only voted for Obama because he was black. Or better yet, black Christians voted against their values and voted for Obama just because he was black. Well,
I voted for him because he was a Democratic nominee. Not because, well, we'll vote for a Republican just to prove that I'm going to prove I'm not biased. I'm going to vote for the white man. Get out of here. Anyway, time to go fall back. And it was another one here I saw. He just repaid his student loan just last year. So only 4 years ago, he just paid his student loan. So he owed money from way back when. And he hates to use trim for trousers. He's the backside. So he's donating $1 million to Black Reporters Pants on the Ground Initiative. Okay, Black Reporter?
Black Reporter.
What did you say, Britt? Nothing, Black Reporter.
It's not a bad article. It's a good article.
Do you know what his worst habit is, Black Reporter? Barack Obama's worst habit is?
What's that?
He's always checking his BlackBerry. That's his worst habit.
This is true. I read that too. You're right.
Yep. He has four identical pairs of shoes in black, size 11. This is what bugged me out with him. His favorite show. His favorite television show is MASH, which I was like, okay, but this one bugged me out. The Wire.
I love MASH.
Okay.
The Wire.
His favorite show is The Wire. It's the fact that, have you seen The Wire?
Yes, I have. I love The Wire.
Okay, my thing is, okay, so if you watch this and you know this is real shit that's going on in Baltimore, you're a president, clean up. Court. They all of them. would roll over in their graves.
Like a built-in grill on the side.
With
ribs.
Exactly. Barbecue grill.
You want to have a built-in grill, put some bricks together, have a grill in the corner. Yo, they would bug out. I mean, all the dead presidents would roll over. Washington would shake. They'd be like, oh, my God. This black man is building a basketball court. On Orlando, are you kidding me?
They're throwing hot dogs while they play the game, man.
They out there with hot dogs. They out there with shrimp kebabs and frying chicken. What's going on?
And God, man.
You're like, wait a minute, what they doing? They got a pool out there. They got a little swim pool, a little slip and slide. You know, I tell you. But, folks,
what are you talking about? On the White House grounds. We slip and slide in the day.
There you go.
Are we going into overtime, Britt?
No, not for our first show. We're going to save overtime for another time. It's 9:10. I'm 10 minutes, about 9:53. About a few minutes to, actually 5 minutes, wow, to 2 o'clock. And I just want to basically thank everyone who came out for this show. It was amazing. It was hilarious. But, you know, real quick, we didn't touch up on the vice president, and we'll give him a little bit of shine. I'm going to just give him a little shine by saying that he likes black tail. Joe Biden loves chocolate. And that's all I'm going to say about Joe Biden. Watch him when there's a black sister around. He hugs the black women and shakes the hands of the white ladies. Watch him. Watch him next State of the Union. Watch Joe Biden. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Brick's House. Tomorrow, we have the usual Miss La Crush Takes Center Stage tomorrow with the Adult Zone, and they'll be talking about trifling news. And you know how I'll be on, but I'll usually be in the background. I'll be second chair, and La Crush will take the stage.
Wait a minute.
And I'm forgetting Black Reporter on purpose because he's been a nuisance the entire show. No,
actually, he's been behaving. Actually, I can honestly say he behaved this show.
Wow. He really is. My house, Black Reporter. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But you have the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. Both of them are the hosts. Taking the stage tomorrow, I'll be in the background falling back. I'll be able to do my nails and chew gum and stuff like I usually do.
I just drag you in there, like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Usually I take the phone in the bathroom and everywhere else. I'll be doing, you know, while I'm over with this, so it'll go back to normal tomorrow.
Thanks for putting that visual in my head.
You can't tell what
I'll
be like.
Talking.
Yeah.
What was
right, his phone's up. So. What?
What do we do tomorrow night?
I told you what to do tomorrow night. You didn't even listen. I said tomorrow will be trifling news. So you're going to kind of get a little bit what if you had here. You're going to get some more of that tomorrow if you like this type of talk. You know, when we talk about real issues and we put our spin on it. You know, the honest spin. The spin you're not going to hear like my Brit said, my little English guy said, that basically you're going to get the spin that you're not going to get anywhere else. We do it live, and we do it for you here on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network. I am Brick. They call me Pastor Brick, so I'll put on my pastor thing tomorrow. But they call me Pastor Brick. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for making this a special show. We started out kind of rough. Thank you, La Crush, for coming to my rescue. She's always there. She's amazing. Don't believe what you heard. I'd like to thank everybody who has helped me to spread the word. Please continue to spread the word about Brick's House, because without you, there is no me. But no, there's still a me. I'm just kind of, you know, not invisible. I'm there, but, you know. Anyway, I just want you guys to know, I also want to say that you guys have been the best.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward
to... How can we find you online?
What happened?
How can we find you online?
You can find me online. I forgot. Sorry. You can log on to www.brickshouse.com, or you can also see me on Facebook. Just search out Brick's House Radio Show.
And you can find me right there. Like my page. We're going to have this uploaded on our page for you to listen to later on. And we got a lot of exciting things coming to you. I just thank you for allowing me to come into your home or through your computer or through your phone today. I just want to thank you. Everyone who supported me, haters, keep hating me because I take your energy and I make lemonade with it and I serve it. And it's very yummy. Thank you for the hate. And I guess that's about it. So until
Hittery,
next Monday.
Lemonade style.
Lemonade Hittery. Style. So
until next Monday,
I thank you for coming into my house. Thank you for letting me come into your house. I'll see you guys later. Take care. Have a good week. God bless you all. Keep God first. Get a good Bible in church. Now, let me stop. Next week, we'll
Don't
be talking about relationships.
Tomorrow night.
Talking about
what next week?
Don't forget to come out tomorrow night. And
what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about Facebook and how it ruins all relationships.
We're going there.
All right, so take care. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Talk to you later, and we are out. I stole that from you. Bye.
Bye.
And we are out. Bye-bye, y'all. Take care. God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.